For most of you, there has not been a week quite like the one that we've just been through. There's not much opportunity to sit back and reflect in these pretty crazy times, but we have just cobbled together some of the momentous events that have occurred just in the past few days. And the backing track here is from Italian tenor Maurizio Mancini, performing Nessun Dorma from Puccini's opera Turandot, you'll know it, of course, on his balcony in Florence to a city and a country in lockdown. Nessuna dorma,
nessuna dorma. A ban on non-essential gatherings of persons 100 and greater, and that is effective now.
The RBA has launched its first ever quantitative easing program.
Nothing is off the table.
It's been another shocker of a day on the stock market.
A massive 1-in-100-year event, and the economic impact is huge.
The federal government will take the extraordinary step of shutting Australia's borders.
News Qantas will suspend all international flights. Two-thirds of employees will be stood down.
We have a simple message for all countries. Test, test, test.
My administration is recommending that all Americans, including the young and healthy, work to engage in schooling from home when possible.
After schools shut their gates from Friday, they will remain closed until further notice.
If it's good enough for British schools, why not schools here in Australia?
Well, the circumstances in Britain are very different. It's incredibly important that we listen to this medical advice.
If we close schools, that's it for the year.
There will be some businesses that unfortunately won't make it through.
You know, we've seen something like $50 million worth of gigs that have been lost just in the last 48 hours alone.
In my life, it's the first time that Anzac Day has may not occur.
The Tasmanian Premier has announced what he describes as the toughest border control measures in the country.
We make no apologies for that.
First, it was toilet paper. Now meat, flour, milk.
Stop doing it. It's ridiculous. It's un-Australian and it must stop.
We are now in a phase of promoting broader social distancing.
So the whole idea is to flatten that curve, make sure that not everybody shows up at an emergency department door at the same time.
You know, everybody's talking that we will move towards some sort of suppression strategy. The question is, for how long?
Look after each other.
I'm sending you a big virtual hug.
We are in this together and we'll be in it together until we get through these difficult times.
Be strong, but be kind. We will be okay.
Viva Gavinana! Goodness. What a week, with thanks to our producer, Julia Holman, for putting that together.